WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 57 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tomorrow, a new community park opens in Bryan. The Dishman Community Park at First Christian Church was built with a donation from a Bryan native, Charles Dishman, who wanted to do something in memory of his parents.
They said, well, we would really like to develop the 2 acres that we own that adjoins the church as a park for the church and the community to use. And that really triggered my interest when they also said the community.
Charles's father owned Dishman Motors and was mayor of Bryan in the 1940s. The park features includes a wedding venue, prayer path, and picnic tables. The dedication begins at 11 a.m. with a light lunch to follow. Tomorrow is also the 11th annual Boonville Days Heritage Festival at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Executive Director Deborah Kalman says shuttle buses will also take festival goers a few blocks away to Boonville Heritage Park,
where there is an authentic restored dog trot cabin that's fully furnished, and we'll have docents over there telling stories about what life was like back in 19th century Boonville here in our local community.
Kalman says several new vendors and demonstrators will be at this year's event, along with authentic chuck wagons selling lunches of chicken fried steak, beans, potatoes, and cobbler. Lunch tickets are available now for purchase at the museum. More information about this free event is online at brazosvalleymuseum.org. The city of Bryan has started a project that will improve flood control.
Construction crews will be replacing pieces of 3 concrete creek channels through December. First location's the Steel Creek tributary at North Reed between West 21st and 22nd. That'll be followed by 2 stretches of Burton Creek near Parkway Circle and at the upstream ramp entrance in Tanglewood Park. Construction will take place weekdays between 7 and 5, weather permitting. Further down the road, pun intended, TxDOT will start next summer on more than $2 million of Bryan Street projects. The most noticeable will be repaving Finfeather from Grosbeck to the South City limits. Finfeather will become a 3-lane street for vehicles plus bike lanes, according to city officials, to connect downtown Bryan to Texas A&M. Traffic signals will be replaced next year at 4 locations, 29th and Texas, Villa Maria and South College and Carson, and the junction of Finfeather, Carson, and Turkey Creek. The city's 10% contribution comes from transportation fees.
Thanks, Bill. Congressional approval of short-term funding of the federal government also included language that gives up control of the agency that assigns internet domain names. That has led to the attorneys general in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arizona to sue the Obama administration. Among those who are also opposed to giving up oversight is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who predicts the United Nations would take over the ability to control content.
For instance, Russia may decide it's going to control content, and if it's got a big voice at the UN, instead of having the open structure that we have today, you could have something that becomes pretty oppressive in some parts of the world.
It could also mean hackers not facing any penalties.
If you look at the criminal elements coming out of Russia that are involved in hacking, they might not be prosecutable at all. And today, you know, with U.S. control of ICANN, we do have some ability to shut down those.
The lawsuit says ceding control violates the property clause of U.S. Constitution, which restricts giving away government property. College Station police responded to the Valero at the corner of Welburn and Holloman yesterday afternoon for a robbery. A black man with dreadlocks chose several items to purchase but concealed one of the items. According to the report, when the suspect was confronted, he became angry, knocked over a display case, and threatened the clerk. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Bryan police are looking for 3 to 4 black men accused of a robbery during the midnight hour the night before last in the parking lot of Saddlewood Apartments on Welburn Road. The victim, a visitor at the complex, was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. An undisclosed amount of cash was taken. Running a red light results in the 2nd arrest in as many weeks for a Bryan woman. According to online jail records, it's also the 6th since April and 25th since 1999 for 37-year-old April Thurman. A Bryan police officer stopped Thurman's car after witnessing the driver run the red light at Texas and 21st, then failing to pull over for 5 blocks until she stopped at 18th and Preston. Thurman, who was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions, was out on bond on charges she denies of assaulting her mother and stepfather. And the latest suspect video released by Bryan Police includes a reminder: lock your vehicles, remove items of value, and always report suspicious activity. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the video of two people checking out parked cars outside Planet Fitness on Briarcrest about 6 weeks ago. The suspects entered a locked vehicle and stole property. The video also shows the suspects were still in the parking lot when the victims discovered what happened. WTAW News Time is 12 minutes after 8. It's 57 degrees. The text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always jump online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors from the BCS Association of Realtors. Hi, I'm Ed Berry, Executive VP of the BCS Association of Realtors. I'm proud to represent the amazing group of Brazos Valley Realtors who invest their money, efforts, and time in this community. Visit BCS Realtors. To find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
It's Karistan month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
We'll see a slow trend over the weekend for warmer temperatures as high pressure continues to control the weather. The air mass is going to undergo some modification. That's what will lead to the warmer conditions. For today, lots of sun. We're up to 80 to 85 degrees. Overnight, it's clear, lows near 60. Sunshine for tomorrow, 80 to 85 once again, clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night, and it's sunny and warmer on Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:15, so we say a lot of words, and so sometimes we're wrong, and I was. I think I said Texas World Speedway, and it's not. It's
okay. And I just thought I was missing something.
Me too.
So I was like, I think they're tearing that down.
Yeah, really. Okay, so that's all on me.
Yeah, but that's okay.
The thing is, I mean, it sounds like a really, oh, wow, wouldn't it be cool? But you have to understand the Bristol Motor Speedway is a half-mile racetrack. I mean, it's a half-mile racetrack. I think Texas Motor Speedway is mile and a half or something like that.
Yeah. So it'd be even further.
Well, and the thing is, Bristol is a bowl. I mean, they have seats all the way around. Can you imagine if you're in the far turn or beyond the far turn at Texas Motor Speedway? You wouldn't be within sniffing distance of being able to see a really large screen that had a picture of a football game. So, I mean, we're Texas. Yeah, we'd love to have that.
Bigger's better.
Of course.
Yeah, but I just, you know, that's good to talk about for a half a day. And, you know, and be great for the teams to come back and play together. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, though. If those teams do come back and play together, I don't want to watch them at a racetrack.
No.
I want to see them in a football stadium.
That's right. That's exactly right. And both teams have stadiums over 100,000
now. Yeah, this
now,
isn't Tennessee and Virginia Tech. Like, this is, you know, this is big.
This is the rivalry game, after all. So, that's fine. And you know, you can't blame the guy who floated the ideas, the guy who owns Texas Motor Speedway, okay?
Of course.
So he wants to make that thing happen at his place.
Bristol World Speedway.
No, the guy who wants to do it, he went to Bristol.
Oh, okay.
And saw
okay.
it, and he said, hey, let's come back and do that at our place.
Okay.
No, that ain't going to happen. Hello. Yeah.
You did it again.
What?
Texas. You said Texas Motor Speedway. That's in Fort Worth.
Oh, okay.
Originally, you said Texas World Speedway.
Yeah, no, and it's not Texas World Speedway. It is Texas Motor Speedway.
Texas Motor Speedway.
What is it
either.
Called? What's it called?
The one in Bristol?
No, the one in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
Right.
That's I thought I missed. Well, I did misspeak it.
So basically.
Okay, I got it. Okay. So go ahead.
They want to have the Texas A&M game at Texas Motor Speedway
right.
in Fort Worth.
Right.
From the idea of the one they did at Bristol.
Exactly.
There we go. Now we're good.
Straightened out. Yeah.
Guy at Motor Speedway went to Bristol, said, that's cool. Let's bring it here. No, you can't do it.
Nope.
You just can't do it. But it'll be fine. All right. So we've confused everybody. And everything from that. All right. So. When was the last time you drank right out of the carton?
I'm a single guy, so I do it quite often.
And that's okay. That probably changes the rules. But the deal is, should you do that? You've taken a drink when nobody's looking, or maybe somebody
Scott,
has
there's a lot
looking.
Of things you shouldn't do.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. But here's the deal, though. The question is, it can act. The downside is, it can actually make your milk spoil faster.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm.
In this study, there were 8 times the number of bacteria in the carton of milk that had been drunk from directly.
Gross.
Yeah, compared to the carton that you actually poured into containers. Now, this was only 10 days after first drinking from the carton. The bacteria won't make you sick necessarily, but if you've got a cold or something, it could give it to somebody else, see, because you drank in there and there's backwash.
Yeah, it's my bacteria for me. So
there you go, that's right.
I don't care. Yeah.
All right, so moving on from milk carton backwash.
In 10 days, that's a long time.
Does milk stay around for 10 days?
I don't know. It's usually gone by from my place by then.
All right, here you go. King Arthur's taking his fight to the courts, and it's not the royal one. It's a guy named Arthur Pendragon.
Sounds royal.
Sure he does.
Yeah.
Well, but his real name was John Timothy Rothwell.
Oh.
So he went with that.
Arthur Pendragon, wasn't that the name of King Arthur?
Well, there you are. Got a parking ticket while he was leading his druid followers to Stonehenge for the summer celebration.
Huh.
For the solstice, you know.
This guy.
His complaint was that because it was the summer solstice celebration, he was charged £15 for the fine instead of the normal one. They jacked the price up. He complained to the courts and said, they're making me pay too much. I will not go quietly into that good night on this matter of religious freedom.
Wow. Taking a stand.
Did he win?
Don't know. They can appeal it over there, too. So.
Yeah.
Hey, at least he's not putting garbage in a plastic suit that's see-through.
That's true. It could be worse.
You know. Okay. All right. In the meantime, yesterday a panel of experts warned that the cost for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics could top $30 billion. $30
billion. Wow.
Also, Rome City Council put an end to the bid for the 2024 Games. What city in their right mind would do this now?
Exactly. It's getting so expensive. All it does is create havoc and chaos and puts a bad light on your city when things go wrong, which they will. It's inevitable.
Now, so we've got 3 cities left, okay? We've got Budapest, Paris, and Los Angeles.
For 2024?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. Why do you want to host the Olympics? Do you want it to get people to come to your city? For instance, Atlanta, it was really something Atlanta wanted to do because they had the room to do it. They had the space to do it, and from the size of what the Olympics was then. And they are, after all, an entry gateway city to the United States. But what they wanted to do was make sure that they were known all over the world. They get people from all over the world to come to Atlanta, mm-hmm. and it could benefit the city. In what way, for instance, could Los Angeles or Paris be improved in any way or be introduced to anybody who doesn't know who they are?
Yeah, right. People know.
Yeah, great point.
People know those cities. We were actually talking about this, too, off the air back when the Summer Olympics were going on, I remember. And I had mentioned something about, what about Houston? And you guys had said, well, the Olympics coming to your city kind of is almost a death sentence for your city because the places that it's been haven't really...
And what benefit do you have afterwards from that? Budapest, now, okay, I can see maybe Budapest might be something that they would like to get to the Western cultures more.
Right.
And it could work from that standpoint. But for Paris or London, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Beijing, a city with little to no natural snow, was the only interested party in hosting the 2022 Winter Games.
Great.
What is that?
Why does nobody want the Winter Games?
And it's Beijing,
the Winter Games
too.
Stink.
Yeah, they do. They're just their other stuff.
Yeah.
That's what a bunch of Yankees do. So anyway.
Hey, if you can combine skiing downhill and shooting a gun at the same time.
Okay, that's one.
Let's do it.
That's one. Okay. I'd watch that. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll just present this and see what you guys think here. This is CBS News is reporting now. Science says modern civilization has made humans a little bit less murderous. Okay? A little less murderous.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh, sure. Spanish researchers calculated a whole bunch of numbers. They crunched them, and they came out with the idea that basically... humans have this inherent propensity to be violent. CBS News says, well, here's the thing, though. If you do it over time, you know, sometimes violence was necessary for survival.
Yeah. Right.
Of course, I guess in Chicago it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, hasn't the species kind of moved on from then? What they did is they took 1,000 different mammal species and figured out the rate that all mammals kill within their own species, okay?
Okay.
The root violence rate for early Americans and many of our closer primate cousins was found to be about 20 in 1,000. In medieval times, it was 700 and 1500 AD. The rate was 120 per 1,000. So we've gone from 120 per 1,000 down to 20 per 1,000. So, you know.
But like you're saying, yeah. I mean, in those earlier times, sometimes you had to kill just to survive. It wasn't necessarily, you know, nowadays we have computers and food and all kinds of stuff all over the place. It's not really a survival technique anymore as much.
Well, and you also wonder how many injuries that could easily be treated with modern medicine resulted in death because that wasn't around.
Yes, and there's weapons.
Right.
You know, we have weapons. That does make a difference. Mm-hmm. And, all right, so we got too many weapons. Okay, we do that, then the murder rate, the death rate could continue to go down, the violence rate. While exact numbers are difficult to pin down, no kidding, the study says it is accurate to say that violence has decreased significantly in the contemporary age. Oh, so you feel better about that?
Yeah,
do you?
I feel great now.
Again. Don't go live in Chicago.
Yeah.
It might change your idea. Mexican officials say drug smugglers getting creative when it comes to sneaking contraband into the United States. In Agua Puerta, Mexico, they caught smugglers using a 10-foot air cannon to launch bags of drugs into the air and over the border and into the backyards in Arizona. Incoming!
I've heard of them doing that at prisons before.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a story recently?
We did. Police shared photos of the cannon, which was built into a black van with a hole cut in the roof and an air compressor reportedly rigged up to power the device. Yeah.
No, business is business.
I guess so. And a delivery method is delivery. Well, but again, you got to be able to sight it in, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to do with any kind of armament. Make sure that, because if it lands in your neighbor's backyard or the wrong backyard, that could be a problem.
Right. Yeah.
find the story about the policeman who finds the bag of whatever shot into his backyard.
Maybe
he investigates.
Maybe that's why we're hearing about it. Maybe they miscalculated.
Could
and
be.
The Tally wrong person got a hold of it.
There you are. It's 826.
Hey, this is Mark down in Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. We made a little more than we spent last month. Personal spending was unchanged in August, while personal income rose 0.2%. The spending number hints at a slowdown in purchases of autos and other big-ticket items. Dunkin' Brands Group says it will launch bottled Dunkin' Donuts coffee in U.S. stores early next year. The ready-to-drink coffee will be produced and distributed by Coca-Cola. Coke and Dunkin' are taking aim at the fast-growing canned and bottled coffee market that has long been dominated by a joint venture between PepsiCo and Starbucks. This is a major foray into coffee by Coca-Cola. Flight attendants from American Airlines are complaining that the new Woolrich uniforms the company unveiled this month have resulted in itching and headaches. American says it thinks the health issues are isolated and might be due to a wool allergy. Crude oil trading at $47.72 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Now that the world knows about Yahoo's massive data breach, the White House is entering the arena of online passwords. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. What makes the 500 million victim Yahoo breach especially dangerous is that most people use the same simple password for all their online activities. So the White House has teamed up with 35 major tech companies in a program called Lock Down Your Login. It doesn't matter your political views. This advice is sound. Ditch simple, guessable passwords. Above all, do not use the same password for all your accounts. When a website offers you two-step verification, take it. Look for a major push toward fingerprint scans, biometric identification, and single-use passwords. Getting people to change something, to adopt new ways of doing things, is very difficult. But this is one challenge we must meet on an individual level. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 57 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Business at this week's Bryan City Council meeting included approving another joint agreement with the Texas Department of Transportation.
TxDOT says construction will start next summer on $2.2 million of projects at six locations. City will pay 10% through transportation fees. Most of the money will go towards repaving Finfeather from Grosbeck to the south city limits. Finfeather will become three lanes for vehicles, and bike lanes will be added, according to city officials, to connect downtown Bryan with the Texas A&M campus. This project also includes new traffic signals at the intersection of Finfeather, Carson, and Turkey Creek. The agreement also calls for new traffic signals at Carson and South College and Villa Maria, and Texas and 29th. There will also be new flashing beacons at Highway 21 in Marino near Coulter Field Airport. In an unrelated project, the City of Bryan has announced construction has started on replacing concrete creek channels at three locations. Weather permitting, the project will be completed in December on Steel Creek Tributary at North Reed between West 21st and 22nd, Burton Creek at the upstream vehicle ramp in Tanglewood Park, and Burton Creek near Parkway Circle. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This year marks the 150th anniversary of First Christian Church in Bryan. Part of the celebration includes tomorrow's dedication of a new community park. Charles Dishman donated the funds for the park in honor of his parents.
I have been told that this area around the church is has gone through some difficult periods in the last number of years, and that it is coming back, and that they and so I thought, if there's some way I can help the neighborhood and the children in the neighborhood have a place to play.
Tomorrow's dedication of Dishman Community Park at First Christian Church begins at 11 with a light lunch to follow. You can also celebrate the community's heritage and learn more about Brazos County's pioneer history tomorrow at the 11th annual Boonville Days Heritage Festival. Activities for the whole family will take place both inside the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History and on the Brazos Center grounds. Executive Director Deborah Kalman says they have several new vendors and demonstrators this year.
Different leather workers and wood turners. We have folks from the San Jacinto Monument coming. So we have a really great turnout this year. I'm really proud of all the things that we have going on.
Visit BrazosValleyMuseum.org for more information about the festival. A Bryan woman is back in jail 8 days after she was released from her fifth arrest since April and 24th since 1999. That's after a Bryan police officer saw a car run a red light at Texas and 21st. 37-year-old April Thurman was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. She had posted bond following her arrest earlier this month for assaulting her mother and stepfather, charges that Thurman denies. The 16th time Bryan police respond to a home this year regarding a family disturbance, an arrest is made. 49-year-old Charles Farmer is accused of striking his wife twice during an argument Wednesday afternoon. The arrest report did not indicate if the victim required medical treatment. Farmer told police he was defending himself after he was threatened with a knife. A knife was not located following a search of the house and neighboring properties. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 57 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards & More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to our website. It's WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
It's 8:36. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
We'll see a slow trend over the weekend for warmer temperatures as high pressure continues to control the weather. The air mass is going to undergo some modification. That's what will lead to the warmer conditions. For today, lots of sun. We're up to 80 to 85 degrees. Overnight, it's clear, lows near 60. Sunshine for tomorrow, 80 to 85 once again. Clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night. And it's sunny and warmer on Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
836, time to talk about stuff that's going on in the city of College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
All right. You brought a guest?
I did. Yeah. Yep. Gabriella Salazar from your College Station Parks and Recreation
there
Department.
There you go. Gabriella, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful. So what brings you out on this cool last day of September morning?
I'm just here to talk about Trick or Treat at Werewolf Creek. It's the City of College Station's big Halloween event that's coming up in late October. And so our event's going to be on Friday, October 28th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. That's located on 1015 Colgate Drive. And this event's basically just a free and safe trick-or-treating environment for everyone. We're going to have dozens of candy booths. We're going to be providing free candy and treats, and we're also going to be having like carnival games and face painting, a petting zoo, some joy jumps, and a whole bunch of
other stuff. So candy booths, are they like divided up soft candy, hard candy, sugar-free candy? How's that go, you know?
No, we're just, we're actually inviting a bunch of local businesses and organizations to come out, just set up their own candy booth. And then we just get a variety of candy bags and we provide them with 4 to 5, and we ask them to bring another big 4 to 5 bags. And then they'll just distribute them, and they'll have games at their booths as well.
Oh, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Right. Can you, and it's, I guess the regular rules apply there. You need to park, what, probably over on the Post Oak Mall side, mm-hmm. and walk across. Is that it?
Yeah, and we're actually going to have a shuttle as well. So you can park at the Post Oak Mall, and the shuttle will bring you over to the Arts Council.
Okay, do we have any contests or any other competition that you know of?
Just for the booth vendors. Okay. There's actually a best booth contest going on.
Okay.
So the better they decorate it.
I got you. Okay, then the hours again in the day?
That's going to be Friday, October 28th from 5 to 10 p.m.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the time this morning.
No problem.
Oh, and there's a website, too, probably,
yes,
huh?
There is.
Okay, what would that be?
It's cstx.gov/Halloween.
All right, very good. What else you got?
I know the mayor mentioned this earlier in the week, but I'm giving one more plug. The free shred day that I know you're excited about.
I am.
I know.
I'm bringing wheat.
Oh, are you?
You'd be shredded wheat. See?
Of course you would. So the city's partnering with Embassy Records Management and Storage. It's a free community-wide document shredding event tomorrow, 9 to 1, in the parking lot of College Station City Hall. You do not have to be a College Station resident. Open to the entire community. But if you've got stacks of stuff laying around that you really don't want to throw in the trash can, it's got personal info like bank statements, credit card statements, get rid of it tomorrow with us. And the limit is about 40 pounds of documents per person. Mm-hmm. If you want to visualize that, that's about two of those banker boxes with the cardboard boxes with the handle. So paper clips are fine. Staples are fine. The binder clips are not. So that's what we ask you to remove. So if you want to know more about that, call us today, 764-3445.
All right, there you go. Thanks a bunch. We visit with folks from City College Station on Friday. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brad Mitchell in the studio with April Plemons from Long Way Home. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. You brought us a whole bunch of puppies.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah. It's puppy day.
It's puppy day. Wow. Yeah. So today what we did is we kind of brought the ones that had not been adopted from two different litters.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the rat terrier litter. Those are the kind of ones that are tricolored, and they have like the black mask with the brown eyebrows. Mm-hmm. That's a rat terrier. We have just one of those left, and that was from our presidential litter. So all of the puppies were named after presidents or their wives. And so this one is Grant. And Grant is the last one left of our rat terrier litter. And did you see his ears?
Oh, yeah. They're like one of them. Tom Turbeville was walking around here, called them satellites.
Because he has the radar ears. They're just kind of, they're hard to miss.
Yeah.
They're hard to, but it gives him character, and we think he's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have four puppies left from our Boston terrier litter. And I think they're all males except for one. So we have Tessie, Ben Frank, Sam Adams, and Patriot.
I like that.
I know. And Patriot is our snuggler. He's the one that has that kind of white mask down the front of his face like Boston's do. And he's the snuggler. Ben Frank is kind of the independent one. Sam Adams is the runt, and he's very affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
And Tessie is the only girl left. So they're really adorable. And they are brindle, mostly brindle, with white masks and white stripes. And so they're just stinking cute.
I like little Patriot. Patriot seems like the chill one
he is, and he's the one that's got kind of like the big feet and the squatty stubby legs.
Yeah.
So he's all kind of beefy and squatty, but he's definitely the snuggler, and he's got this cutest little pink freckle on his nose. I mean, he's just cute all the way around.
It's so awesome, and I'm so glad you brought them here for us to see.
I know,
and
it's a great day on Thursdays whenever we get to bring puppies in, because everybody's like, just give me a puppy.
It's puppy
give
day.
Me a puppy.
Yay.
Yes, it's very exciting. And puppies are good for the heart, and especially puppy breath, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But we have all of these puppies available for adoption, and you can check them out and apply for them on our website.
And they're available to be fostered as well, right?
Right now.
All right. Yeah. Well, go to that website. Get in touch with April and the good people at Long Way Home Adoptables at mylongwayhome.org.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and I think, Chelsea, you had the story earlier this week that Amy Schumer is the most dangerous star to Google on the internet. Is that right?
Yep.
Well, I got a list of the other 8 or 9 that you need to be worried about as well. And
what we mean by this is, when you Google their names, the odds of clicking on a link that brings you to a virus or something is higher than others.
So let's see. Number 9 is Selena Gomez and Kesha.
Okay.
Who is Kesha?
She's a singer.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Tosh. Really?
Huh. Oh, yeah. Well,
what's he been doing lately?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he's got Tosh.0, but that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Is that still fresh shows?
I think so.
Oh,
I thought
it was.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I haven't watched him in a couple of years. Chris Hardwick, what does he do?
I don't know.
Right. Oh, he's on he hosts the show that comes on after Walking Dead called Talking Dead.
Oh, okay.
He's kind of, and he's an internet guy.
I got you. Okay.
Like,
number 6 is Miley Cyrus. Miley the Mess. Number 5 is
Miley the Mess.
Rihanna. Tied there at 3rd would be Will Smith and Carson Daly.
Okay.
What does Carson Daly do?
He hosts The Voice still.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Number 2 is Biebs, and number 1 is Amy.
Amy.
Again, Intel discovered that 16.1% of the search results for her contained virus I.
Yikes.
So, yeah, there you are. And, you know, but she's everywhere, and she's funny, and she's, you know.
Yep. And she just came out with a book.
That's right.
You know,
very talented and all
the,
that.
The beer commercials.
That's right. Yeah, with
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. Yep. So there you are. So she is everywhere, but just don't go on the internet.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
Back on August the 25th, we lost a magnificent citizen, a veteran, an elegant lady named Catherine Chatham. You probably read about her on the front pages of the Eagle after she died. She was a member of my church, St. Andrew's Episcopal, in downtown Bryan. Back in 1999, when Bravo Brazos Valley was just getting started, she was one of our first programs. Catherine Chatham was a WASP. Here's that BBV from 1999.
Catherine Chatham is a lifelong Bryanite, but back in the World War II years, she served her country as an engineering test pilot, a proud member of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots.
And like all women in military in World War II, we were
primarily there to relieve men so they could go and fight. The program I went into was a training program. We went in as civil service employees of the government, but were promised military. Well, most of us, that wasn't terribly important. We just wanted to fly and wanted to serve our country.
Now, Catherine Chatham says that legitimizing themselves as pilots was an ongoing battle back in the 40s.
Back then, they didn't think we were strong enough or able to fly an airplane. And so we proved that pretty thoroughly, that we could keep up with the boys. Of course, we tried harder, I think, than the men did, just so we could be able to prove that. I think our record might be better than men.
In the 1970s, these members of WASP started reading about how it was the modern-day female pilots who were the first ladies of military aviation. They said, hey, hold on a second.
Didn't set too well with most of us, so some of the more active type ladies lobbied the Congress, and so we were accepted as veterans in 1977, which was a long time to wait to be recognized.
Catherine and Roland Chatham were high school classmates back at Stephen F. Austin. Later, they started dating, and after about a 35-year courtship, they were married in 1977. Roland was a war cinematographer. If you've ever seen the World War II newsreel footage, then you've probably seen some of his work.
He wanted to be a cinematographer and went to school in Los Angeles, although he was a native Bryanite too. But he went into the service as a tech sergeant, as a motion picture cameraman.
Roland Chatham shot most of his combat footage in North Africa and later shot the VE Day celebration.
The happiest thing that ever happened to him, his eyes would just kind of roll back in his head when he would talk about the liberation of Paris. He claims to be in the first Jeep that went into Paris. They just, male and female, came out and hugged and kissed him and brought him whatever they had, food, wine, whatever, champagne.
Roland Chatham died in 1987, but he and Catherine shared a lifetime together and a lot of it in the air.
One time flew down to Galveston, landed on the beach, illegal, took a swim, came back home. It was wonderful. Good time.
Catherine Chatham, veteran, World War II.
Tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Andrew's Church in downtown Bryan, the life of Catherine Chatham will be celebrated. And what a celebration it'll be of a life very well lived. Thank you for your service, dear lady, Catherine Chatham. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Brazos Valley, for voting Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors the best of the Brazos for 2016. Here's your mid-year update. Average sales price of homes, $227,900. Average days on the market, 86. Currently, we have a 90-day supply of homes, which means it's a seller's market. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to own the workday and hit the outdoors. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles and get 0% financing for 60 months on select models. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension that provides an excellent ride and handling. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right gator for your home, farm, or worksite. See our current inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends 10/28/16, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, go about 10 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. All right, DVD sales and video rentals, just in case you care. Number four for sales. Number four is Neighbors 2. Number three is Beauty and the Beast, the 25th annual signature edition. Number two is Captain America. Number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. As far as rentals are concerned, Nice Guys in at number 4. Now You See Me 2 is in at number 2. Rather than number 3. Number 2 is The Huntsman. And number 1 is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow.
Okay, so there, guess you got that one figured out.
The turtles are dominating.
In Clifton, Colorado, 49-year-old John Worsham decided he was going to rob a bank. Got a bag. Check. Wrote out the note asking for $50,000. Check. Arrived at the local bank. Check. Passed the teller the note and the bag.
So far, so good, I guess. Or so far, so bad, whatever.
Forgot a gun. No gun, no device. Teller did not fork over any of the money. Apparently pressed the I'm being robbed button.
Yeah.
So the police were summoned. Caught up with John as he pulled out of the bank's parking lot, arrested him. He's now got a...
They pushed the button because, like, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
But he's got a free room in the Mesa County Jail, so he's got that going on for him. But aside from that, not exactly what you'd expect.
Sounds like something you'd hear on, like, Monty Python or something.
Yeah.
I'm here to rob you. Yeah. Oh, really? Do you have a gun?
No.
No
gun. No gun.
Just put the money in the bank.
Yeah, that's it. So there's a British version of The Voice that obviously we don't see here. It's on ITV. They're getting ready for their new season. This year, their judges are Will.i.am, okay, Jennifer Hudson, and Sir Tom Jones.
Ooh.
76 years old now.
Wow.
He appeared as a judge on the first 4 times that the show was on, but that was when it started way back. Will.i.am has also been a judge on there for a long time, but Sir Tom Jones as a judge on a singing show.
Getting classy.
It is. That's not too bad.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
For your car, your home, your business, too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with The Med about endometriosis. The Rejuvenation Med Spa is open for business. We're going to talk about diet mistakes and top 10 diets. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
That's us. Let's see. We're going to see if Donut Dude's here today. I don't know if he is or not.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Oh. He is here. Oh, well, that's
I'm very... I'm hard at work trying to look at all the YouTube videos you guys have referenced today.
You like that?
Hold on. The guy's about to sink the putt. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. He did it.
Made it
look
easy.
At that.
I know.
Yeah.
And I didn't even – we didn't even talk about the internet guy who – who told us to drill a hole in the bottom of our iPhone to put the headphone jack in, has now thrown the iPhone off the big, tall building over in Dubai.
Oh, boy.
Did you see the follow-up to that? He said, when the people were saying it didn't work, he told him you should soak it 5 minutes in soapy water
Make
sure all the stuff is out of the hole when you drilled it.
Okay, now I got it. Okay. Yeah, well, what...
And you can always dry it, and if it needs charging, just use your microwave oven.
Yeah, right, of course. Right.
Anyone can own a smartphone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make you smart.
Yeah. So, did you bring Donut there?
Donuts?
Donuts?
Nope.
Well,
why not?
What's that about?
Because there were donuts. Well, A, Chelsea, you don't care.
Uh-huh.
And two.
But if she could pile on, she wants to.
Hey, I got booed today.
And why not? No, we had donuts left at 5 o'clock last week.
Oh, that's
And the week before that. So I'm
Everyone's just trying to be a little healthier, maybe.
And be it far from me to discourage that positive outcome.
Can we talk about me being booed?
Yeah, I want to know about you being booed.
Okay, so I came into my office today, and I had a Halloween pail full of candy sitting on my desk with a note that says, "You've been booed." And it
They're doing that again this year?
Oh, I guess so. I didn't get booed last year. This is my first year. So then basically what you're supposed to do is then go out and buy a treat and boo someone else.
Oh.
And then in my window, I have to put this little sign that says, "I've been booed," so nobody boos me again, which, I mean, I wouldn't mind if I got more candy.
Now, is this is for some cause?
No, I guess this is just an office thing.
No, it's an office. If it's an office thing, and it gives me the world's greatest pleasure to walk down the hall and take all those stupid "you've been booed" signs off.
Wow.
Listen to you.
Someone is not in the Halloween spirit.
Nice. Oh, yes, he is. No.
Did you hear our story about the guy who was the druid who was leading his followers into the summer solstice and got a parking ticket?
I met him, and I don't know why. I have, and I don't know. He knows the rules about parking there, and especially since the people at Stonehenge quit being fun anymore.
Because they're such a fun group.
Fun killers.
By the way, Mary Mike's bringing donuts. I'm just letting you know.
Yahoo! Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'll eat Mary Mike's donuts.
There you go. Okay.
See, they rebuilt Stonehenge. They rebuilt the tourist center at Stonehenge, and now the land looks pristine when you're standing there. There's not a building visible anywhere, and so they've gotten really and they've torn up the street that was in front that runs alongside Stonehenge. I mean, they've really restored it. They don't want your stupid car there, even if it is the summer solstice. But summer solstice is the time to go to Stonehenge if you want to meet Archer J. Pendragon.
Well, maybe he'll bring an ox cart next year. That would be
they don't allow those in. Matter of fact, they don't even let you bring your dogs in. So
what's with all the rules?
Ugh. It's a lot of rules. When the druids run up against English heritage, it just isn't a pretty sight. It just
historically
isn't.
Speaking, yeah, you're right.
You know, while you talk about that, residents are upset in Los Angeles because the Department of Water and Power has been watering their lawn, which is artificial turf. Because that means they're having a drought, right?
Yeah.
Water and Power spokesperson said that. Well, what they're doing, they know what they're doing. What they're doing
if you ever want to see what passes for that here in beautiful Bryan College Station, I would strongly suggest either an afternoon drive down University Drive past some of the retail businesses or Briarcrest anytime, day or night.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Because I'm just saying that asphalt ain't going to grow no matter how much water they put on it.
He explained they're washing it off.
Ah. Uh-huh. That's it. And putting little dirty salt marks on my freshly washed car as I drive by as well.
Yeah. I'm just saying they're washing off because the dogs don't know the difference.
We know what we're doing. We're wasting water.
Just leave us alone here. Did you know the stapler was patented on this date by Samuel Slocum?
No.
Why is it called Slocum?
I know exactly.
Yeah, that'd work. As we mentioned, the Flintstones debuted, and so did Cheers. And in 2015, a production company shooting a promotional film for the city of Houston got robbed at gunpoint while shooting the famous We Love...